U.S. ag officials scramble to head off a threat to the livestock industry today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has mobilized resources to prevent an invasion of New World screwworm, a fly larvae that can be fatal to warm-blooded animals. Reports of the problem have been spreading from Panama and Central America north into and through Mexico. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says the southern U.S. border is on alert.
We are stopping the pest from spreading in Mexico and ensuring that our Mexican counterparts are full partners in eradication. We already have personnel in the field intercepting the illegally introduced livestock on the border with Mexico in coordination with Customs and Border Protection and our own USDA cattle fever tick eradication program.
Rollins says another prong of the defense effort is releasing sterile screwworm flies in Texas, which would stand to lose big time in the event of a screwworm outbreak. Here's Leif LaRoe, chair of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association.
These additional resources, combined with robust implementation of surveillance, sampling, reporting, and enhanced treatment protocols, provide a strong foundation for the U.S. to continue to fight the screwworm fly where it is today and ensure continued confidence in cattle and beef trade between the United States and Mexico.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.